producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And good afternoon, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. That's the Tom Chenault Show on an unbelievable Saturday, the day after Christmas. I hope you're all unbelievably grateful as to your life right now. And today's show is going to be about your life, about loved ones' lives, around everything. It's not going to be on home-based business, maybe a smidgen. It's going to be about recovering. It's going to be about recovery. It's going to be about you being the best you and fighting through whatever odds you could possibly have in your life in order to hit that mark. I have got a couple of people in studio with me. One of them, former mayor of Longmont, Colorado, Brian Baum, a daily listener to the Five. So I booted Marianne off the microphone to put Brian Baum on because he's such a big fan of Bob. And we've also got Dominic Chiani, who is just an interesting kid, man. He's got, can I tell him?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is his 60-day birthday. He is in a 90-day rehab program for opiates and live-in. And I told him about Bob, and he said, I really, really would like to listen to that show. And I figured I'd just throw him on a microphone and see if he had any input in a while. But my co-host on the show is John Milton Fogg. Everybody knows him, the greatest networker, who was a partner of the co-author of Bob's great book, I Should Be Dead, and his name was John David Mann. So I want to bring in John Milton Fogg first, recently returned from Iran, and just talk to him for a second about life, love, the pursuit of happiness, and maybe he will also talk about his anonymity in an unbelievable club so many of us belong to. Hello, John Milton Fogg. How are you?
Happy day after, Tom.
Thanks, John. What's going on? You excited enough about today's show?
I'm not sure about excited, but I am delighted to be here.
Tremendous answer, as usual. And
more than you want to know, as usual.
Tell me what's going on post-Iran. You went there. You had an unbelievable experience over there. You saw the world is smaller, and the thirst for home-based business over in Iran and for this 12-step program you're so involved in. I mean, the world is basically the same wherever we go. It's just people, right?
Yeah, and it's got its wrinkles. I mean, and Iran is more wrinkled than most in terms of being different. It's, the whole Muslim culture is a very different deal. I mean, Iran is a dry country. You've encountered a dry county, but a dry country? So, yeah, people do drink alcohol in the quietness of their own home. But it's not sanctioned. And the whole business of women over there and network marketing over there, it's extraordinary what they face that we don't.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And all right, so you're going back. You're pumped about it. You think it's someplace that, I mean, it's kind of become your life mission to write more books.
They need help, and they started out badly. They started out with some pyramid schemes that took them to the cleaners, the people of Iran and the government, that took them to the cleaners to the tune of billions. Billions. And so one of the things is they have a desire and a need to recover from that and get on the right track. Because a whole lot of the people who are leaders, that was their first experience and their formative experience. And you may think it's arrogance or stupidity or some lovely cocktail of both, but I just want to get some people in front of them who do it right, who are clean, who are all about relationships and the conversation and values and integrity, and give them, four, five, six doses of that, and then let them do what they want. But it's just I am on a mission to give them those kinds of people, and you know that's what I've been doing for 30 years.
And next Saturday we're going to dedicate our entire show to what John's talking about. But John's known me for 16 years. He hasn't had much use for me for 11 of those years. But for almost 4 years now, he's actually been one of my partners in life, love, and the pursuit of happiness. So, John, I'm going to let you talk about that, and then I want you to slide into our tremendous guest, Bob Beckel. And all of you, I've got it all over Facebook, got it all over everywhere. If you don't buy this book, I Should Be Dead, for the alcoholic or drug addict in your family, I'm coming over to your house. So go to Amazon, buy it right now. Either read it yourself or give it to that one person, because every one of us have one of those guys living around our life. But, John, what happened to you? And then go ahead and bring in Bob.
What happened to me? Help me out here. With
4 years, almost 4 years ago, John.
And
for the last 4 years.
By the grace of God, I had actually 4 years ago, Christmas, I had a disastrous Christmas.
Perfect.
I brought my mom, who was then 90, just about 90, and my wife's parents, who are Russian-speaking from Lithuania, I brought everybody together for the Christmas holidays and proceeded to be drunk the entire time. I made an absolute horrific mess of our Christmas holiday 4 years ago. And that was the real world pivot point. I didn't straighten up then, but I think, Tom, that's when it really got lodged in my being that if I didn't stop drinking, I didn't know what my bottom was going to look like, but it was going to be worse than my imagination could possibly come up with, and I'm a writer. So in March, the week of March 20-something, for some inexplicable reason, and I'd love to hear from Bob Beckel what his inexplicable reason is. And it's from you. How did it happen that I made the decision to stop? I'm clear about the grace of God. As we say in our fellowship, God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. I'm clear about that. But wasn't there some progression? Weren't there some steps? Didn't a couple of things had to go clunk to get me to the point where I said, that's it? And on my little girl's sixth birthday, Anais, my youngest, I had my last drink, which was supposed to be the greatest wine in the world, and it ended up being some mediocre red. I've regretted that ever since. I haven't had a drink in 3.5 years. And you know what my trip to Iran was like. I told you I was mentally and physically exhausted. And literally, I had gone out of my mind. Two things I really have not experienced before. I went crazy. Not alcoholic crazy, just my head didn't work. One night in my hotel room in Tehran, at the end, I'd lost my voice. I was absolutely exhausted. And I think that situation changed me forever, but that's not the deal. Anyway, I loved your question to me after it took you 2 weeks to get to me, because I just holed up in my cave trying to recover from that thing. And you said, I only have one question for you. Did your sobriety date change?
That was all I cared about.
Well,
and if there's a place that you could have that happen,
day, no matter what, I never have a thought of drinking. I just do not have that thought. How did that happen? Is there something that, some formula that occurred that I can understand and give to other people to help them do that too? Because I don't have a clue, Tom.
Well, I'm telling you, we're going to learn it. And everybody needs to buy this book during the break. I told John that for this first segment here, I wanted to talk about Iran a little bit. I wanted to talk about his sobriety. Because if there was ever a guy that we wanted to meet that has been a major, major influence on a profession, it's John Milton Fogg in the network marketing world. And the world of Bob Beckel and where he has accomplished things in the world of sobriety is the same way. He's written this book. You have got to buy it. It's an order. It is fantastic. It's raw. He is so straight. He confesses to everything that I still haven't confessed to with my sponsor. Bob Beckel, how are you, man?
Well, I'm fine. It's nice talking to you all. John, I'm glad you made it back safely. I tell you, there's no one answer to what makes us stop, except that, you know, there's an old line in the program that says you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. In my case, I had the topic of my book, I Should Have Been Dead, is appropriate. I've been shot. I've been stabbed. I've been in two car wrecks where everybody else died, but I didn't. And poor Barbara recalls what I can remember. And, you know, it's after a while, those things start to come up on you. And there's one or two things that happen. In your case, that Christmas. I mean, when I was a kid, my old man was a drunk, and he used to come home and fall into the Christmas tree every Christmas. And I promised myself, by the way, when I got out of my own, that I'd have Christmas the way I wanted to have it and decorate the way I wanted to do it, which I've done ever since. But I've been sober now for almost 15 years, and I tried to start getting sober in 1986, the first time I went into an AA meeting. And, you know, I lasted a couple of years, and then I fell off, and then I lasted a year, and I fell off, 6 months fell off. And it wasn't until I think I was down at a biker bar at Southern Maryland. I was on January 19th, 2001, and I was loaded as usual, and I was trying to pick this woman up at a bar. And I turned around, I just felt something behind me, and I turned around, and there was a guy with a .45 caliber stuck right in my face. And he pulled the trigger. Now, fortunately, he had not chambered the bullet. Somebody grabbed him from behind, the second shot went off and put a 3-foot hole in the ceiling. And I got thrown out of the parking lot. Just before I passed out, I said, God, I don't know if you exist, or if you do, that's the last drink I'll ever have. And it was. Now, you know, it may have been that event. It may have been accumulation events. But at some point, you hit a bottom where you're either going to get well, and you're going to get faith, and you're going to believe in a higher power, or you're not. And if you don't,
we got to take a quick. Hey Bob, we got to take a fast break. It'll be quick, a couple minutes. Go buy the book during the break. I Should Be Dead by Bob Beckel.
We'll be right. Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It is the Tom Chenault Show. We've got Dominic Chiani, Mayor Brian Bob, John Milton Fogg, and Bob Beckel on here. And we're talking about Bob's unbelievable book, I Should Be Dead, My Life Surviving Politics, TV, and Addiction. And I am telling you, I was a stockbroker. I was an airplane salesman. I thought I was in the toughest business in the world. Everybody drinks to sober up in. I am telling you, politics. Brian, you were the mayor. I mean, you were in politics at a very low level. Yeah. But it is a lot of tall tales and a lot of doing everything you need to do in order to get the job as the mayor or whatever, right?
Well, to a certain degree, I think that's the one thing that I really have respected about Bob Beckel. When he was on The Five and when he was on Fox News, and I watched him quite a bit, is that I enjoyed your honesty, Bob. You were from the heart, and you could see it a mile away, and you didn't pull punches. You told things the way you really believed them, and you can respect somebody who does that. Somebody who just does party line stuff, and you can tell it, then you can't. I don't really respect it. I don't think anybody really does. But the reason why Bob was so effective and was so good on The Five is because he was real.
What do you think about that, Bob? I mean, I think you got punched in the face a few times because you were so real, right?
I was out number 4-1 every day. But I appreciate that, Mayor. I think that one of the things lacking in politics right now is, I mean, Trump has sort of grabbed hold of a little bit of this. Not that I have any use for Trump, but I will say this: he's grabbed hold of something that people want to hear, which is straight talk out of politicians, and I don't think that they're hearing it at all. It's getting more and more canned all the time. People are afraid to say things that they believe, and I think if these politicians would wake up and realize if they said it like it was, what they believe, even if it was unpopular, people could respect it a lot more. As it is, they tend to listen to it and say, that's the same old lie I've heard over and over again. So, I'm not, and by the way, drinking, drinking and politics are hand to hand. You can't be around politics for too long. You're not be around some pretty heavy drinkers. So, but for me, it's never been a problem since I got sober. I mean, I don't even think about it. Like John said, I have not given a thought to having a drink. On occasion, I've had a thought to having some drugs, but very rarely. But you know, one of the reasons that I wrote this book was I wanted people to understand that if I could get out of it, you could get out of it. It's given the background I had and the kinds of things I found myself doing, many of which I'm not at all proud of, but I wanted to get it out because I think secrets are a very dangerous thing and they'll eat away at you. And if you don't tell it like it is, if you don't put it out, I remember my publisher saying, "You really want this stuff on the street?" And I said, "Sure, I do," because it's what's true. And they checked it all out and found out it was, in fact, all true. And you know, near the end, I had to go into a terrible back operation this last March. And 10.5 hours on the table, and they gave me opiates for pain relief. And being an alcoholic and being an addict, I could feel the onset of the addiction coming, which is now probably the most dangerous addiction in the country, opioids. And you know, like, it's leading to heroin use. Heroin used to be just a ghetto drug, and now it's all over the place. New Hampshire is suffering from it terribly, and that's why it's gotten into the body politic a little bit. People are talking about it, president, candidates. But it is, it's outrageous that they're able to sell things like Percocet and Oxycontin, which are basically heroin. And when people can't afford to get Percocet or heroin or Oxycontin, and they can't buy it on the street, which is going for $50 a hit now, they'll turn to heroin. And that's why heroin use is way up. And last year we set a record for the number of people who died of overdoses from pain pills and heroin, which was somewhere in the neighborhood of 47,000, more than died in car crashes. So we've got an epidemic on our hands. We've got to deal.
Bob,
have you tried the heroin?
I got a question for you. Your book is remarkably honest, really above and beyond most anything I've ever read, even AA alcoholic memoirs. But honesty has not been with you your whole life. What happened? What changed?
Well, I mean, I found out that, you know, I came from a very abusive family, and I was beat up on a regular basis by my father. But I learned how to survive, you know. And one of the things you do when you come out of households like that, you know, people think that you're a lost cause when you come out of that, but it's not true because a lot of people are surviving. You learn how to talk fast, you learn how to cut deals, you learn how to lie on occasion, and it's the perfect training to be a politician, I might add. I learned to lie early on, and, you know, lying kept away the demons of the past, because I could recreate myself. But eventually, if you don't turn and face the demons, they're going to catch up with you, and you're going to
Okay, remember that answer. Bob, we got to take another break. I love these radio shows with real commercials. We'll be right back. Stick around.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS? Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely! We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. It's Tom Chenault. This is the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you're having a great, great Saturday afternoon. I am so happy. This show is exactly what I'm all about. That is recovery and putting people in contact with people that can help their loved ones get sober. It's a national epidemic. Those poor people that are down in Miami right now on 1380 The Biz, I want to really thank you for joining as an affiliate this week. And I know you thought you were signing on to a home-based business radio show, but we have actually taken one step away from that this week only, and we're talking to the great Bob Beckel and John Milton Fogg, the greatest networker, about something that we all have in common, which is recovery. And it is so close to my heart that it is actually closer to my heart and my soul and who I am as a human being than even home-based business. My life goes like this, sobriety above even my marriage or, and especially my business or anything like that. I have to have it that way. So when I got a chance to read Bob's book, I Should Be Dead, and bought that book on obviously hardcover and then
on Kindle and then on Audible. I just said the world's got to hear this, so I called Bob and asked him to dial in. And John Milton Fogg was asking a very important question about dishonesty, and Bob had an answer going. John, would you recap the question, recap his answer so far, and let's finish that. It was cool.
Well, I asked Bob about his book is so incredibly honest and candid.
Yeah.
I mean,
Rock.
You know, just wide open heart. And coming from the political background he came from, coming from the growing up that he came from, dishonesty is not his middle name. And I asked him, when did that happen? When did you get honest? What was the process?
Well, you know, John, it's a good question, and the answer is one for everybody who's addicted, and that is that honesty is absolutely an essential ingredient in getting clean. And I did when I got sober. And I look back on my life, and I look back at the things that I did. I was highly successful, but addiction took me down, and I was addicted to alcohol and cocaine, and it was just ripping my life apart. And the only way to really get sober and to stay sober is to tell the truth and to be honest. You know, we all have those secrets that we have in the back of our head. We compartmentalize it. Well, secrets can corrode your mind, and dishonesty corrodes your mind. And eventually, if you're going to get well, if you're going to, at least what I say, get well, excuse me, you don't ever recover from this disease, by the way. It is, it's continual, it is progressive, and the only way that you can forestall the consequences of it, which are death, is that you have to stay sober one day at a time. And, you know, I wrote in this book that I should have been dead many times because alcohol and drugs took me to some places that were unbelievable. And it was some reason that God kept me around. And I have to think it's because he worked with alcoholics and addicts. But, you know, for me, every day is a free one. And it wouldn't have been had I not got sober. And so I consider why my code is that there's no such thing as a bad day. And for me, there's not. And it's, you know, I try to get out of my own mind because that's where dishonesty does most of the work, and I have an expression I use, it's when you're in your own mind, you're behind enemy lines. And your mind will take you to strange places, particularly if you're an addict, alcoholic, who's not going to meetings or not attending to their program. And Tom, as you said, keep it at first. Keep your sobriety first, because without sobriety, none of the rest of it happens. I mean, your family can go away so fast you can't believe it. I do intervention. I'm a trained interventionist, and I don't, there's nothing sadder than seeing that, I can tell you. But, you know, one alcoholic and one addict, Hazelton has done a calculation, affects negatively 75 people. Now, more so their immediate family, obviously, but go on down the circle, and you'll find that people are negatively affected by an alcoholic or an addict, which is why they get more and more isolated. They tend to hang out with other alcoholics and addicts. You know, I call it the dark world. I lived in the dark world for a long time. By day, I was in the light world. When I was at the White House and the State Department, I lived in the light world. But at night, I would take off to the dark world because those are people I understood. Everybody was a con artist. Everybody had a lie. But you knew that. And there was one thing going in, because you knew it, you weren't going to get caught. And for the most part, that worked for me. But eventually, you can't live that way. I mean, you can't live a lie, you can't live a con, and it will catch up with you. The fellow that's there who's on 60 days with opiate rehab, I can guarantee you that if you don't stay away from opioids and heroin, it is going to kill you. It flat out will kill you. It'll take years off your life. And you're not alone. The country is rampant with people who are addicted to this stuff. I mean, I remember being at Betty Ford, the pain management clinic, and seeing people come in who had just had operations that had never been addicted to anything in their lives. Alcohol, cigarettes, everything. And they came in addicted to Oxycontin and Percocets. And, you know, it only takes 8 days before you can begin to develop an addiction, and they're very tough to get rid of. Which is why
killed this kid.
Huh?
It's ripped this kid's head off. He's gone through. I got to be real honest here. Dominic's my stepson. So he's 23 years. Yeah, he's 23 years old. He is a rock star. Heroin and alcohol and everything in between has taken this kid to a level that is unbelievable. He's been through six treatment facilities. And have you read Cope Moyer's book, Broken, ever, Bob?
Yes, I have.
You know, thank God for that book and your book. And I actually like the honesty of your book better. But what was great about Cope is he went through so many treatment centers just like you have. And it's going to take what it's going to take. And we never give up. And Dominic, I mean, you think right now at 60 days, when we had breakfast this morning, you were talking about this crazy addiction that you've got. And that you finally might have a perspective of it. Do you think you're finally done?
I can tell you one thing, that if you see me at a strip club a year from now with cocaine and a stripper, then don't be surprised. But if you see me tomorrow at a strip club with cocaine in my nose and heroin in my arm, then be very surprised.
Yeah.
Because if I'm working how I'm working today, I can almost guarantee that I'm going to be doing well tomorrow.
Yeah, so you stay in the program and stay close to the work, right?
Yeah, that's going back to that whole
day. Hey, Dominic, I'll make a deal with you. and you could get my number from your dad. You're not going to drink the drug today, but go ahead tomorrow. If you want to shoot up, go ahead. But before you do it, here's the deal. Before you do it, you got to call me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And that's
the idea, when you stop to think about it, young guy, you're 23, the idea of not drinking or drugging for the rest of your life is something that's almost intolerable because there's too much pressure out there.
It's unbearable.
Exactly. So don't think about it that way. The way you think about it, get through today and get through tomorrow. And eventually there'll be enough days going together and you'll have enough of a life without heroin or without cocaine, and I've used both. You'll realize that you can actually live a pretty good life. You're going to be joyous, happy, and free. And that's my experience, strength, and hope I'm sharing with you. I would never have imagined not having some kind of, drug in me. And now I can't imagine having one in me. So it does happen. But it takes a day at a time. It does not take rejection fully. That's a dangerous place to be. You need to stay in this moment.
Did I hear your daughter's at the University of Colorado?
Yes, she is, huh?
20 minutes away from here.
Oh, is that right?
So you give her my number too, you maniac, and if the water ever gets deep for her up there, we're here to help just like that. Is that a deal?
That's a deal. That's a good deal.
Yeah, good God, that's great news. Dominic lives in Boulder. Dom?
Yeah, no, I was just thinking, I mean, with CU, a lot of colleges are starting to do it recently, but they're starting the CRC program, actually recovery programs based at the colleges and stuff, and now CU has sober living and everything. I mean, it's really cool how much, you know, people are, it's becoming less of a stigma and more public knowledge these days.
Very cool.
Do I have to move to be part of this club?
You're too old to do that.
Well, listen, I'm in Virginia, you're in Maryland. That's not bad.
No, that's right. You're right about that. But I go to speak to a lot of those college universities, those clubs, but I'm really taken with how it's changed. You know, it used to be on college campuses, you just were confronted with it everywhere you went, but now they have sober dorms. They have AA and NA meetings on campus. I mean, it really is moving in the right direction in that sense. But there still is, the biggest demographic of people who are getting addicted to opiates and to heroin are white males and females, mostly males, 45 to 55. And that is because a lot of them have got through operations or other things that they've had these pain pills that work. But, you know, the FDA, in its unbelievable stupidity, approved the use of OxyContin for kids 11 to 17. I mean, I don't know what they're thinking. But I've joined a group called the Pain-Free Kids in California, I'm on the board there. We're working very hard to try to show that you can get through pain without having to take these things. And a lot of people have pain. It goes on. It's called chronic pain. It goes on for a long time, for the rest of your life. And you think that you can't get over it. Well, most of it's based on childhood trauma of one kind or another, and, or stress, and you can get over it.
So these parents, moms and dads with no money that have 16, 17-year-old kids hooked on this heroin and this alcohol, I mean, Obamacare is anything really a resource for these parents that are trying to figure out what the hell to do with these little kids that are now aliens to them because they got completely thrown up. I mean, it's sickening what's going on with this heroin. What would you say to those parents that are trying to figure this out? Get them to treatment no matter what, Bob. What's your answer there?
Well, my answer is treatment is expensive generally, and it's not covered by insurance anymore, very much of it anyway. But one of the things I would say to them is that they're trying to get that person fixed, their kid fixed. It's not going to work. In fact, it's going to push them away even further. The only thing that works is an alcoholic talking to another alcoholic, an addict talking to another addict. And that's why I would encourage them very much to encourage their kids to go to AA or NAB. They're everywhere. And for them, for parents who are just ripping their hair out because they don't know how to deal with it, there's something that's called Al-Anon. And Al-Anon's
the greatest. We live it. I live at Al-Anon because of Dominic. It's the greatest thing going. We'll be back right after this.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye. to the Cable Guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the Cable Guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
All right, here we go. We're back. It is Tom Chenault. It is John Milton Falk, Brian Baum, and Dominic Gianni. We're with Bob Beckel, and what a day. Everybody, I've gotten so many texts about this Michael Botticelli that was on 60 Minutes this weekend, and people wanting to know if you thought that guy was for real. Is he the right guy for the job? What do you think about him, Bob?
I didn't see it, so I can't tell you. Just don't know.
I guess the guy's got the wheels on
there
as far.
Is nothing you
can
tell us about. You've already, your book is fascinating, not just because of your story, but the insight and what I took as gospel truth into famous people, these presidents and people of power that we've known. I want to hear Bob Beckel's take on the truth about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
Well, you know, both of those people have unique personalities, to say the least. But, you know, I've discovered that many people in politics are survivors. They come out of abusive families. You go anything from Newt Gingrich to Ted Kennedy to Bill Clinton to Hillary Clinton. And I think that they've become the consummate politicians because they know how to talk well or they know how to deal well. The problem is that I think that in both cases, they haven't turned around and faced their demons, so they need to do that. Hillary Clinton's been under attack from the day she entered public life, and so she's on the defensive all the time. And she tends to stretch things away a bit. And Donald Trump thinks that the way you get elected is to be say anything you want, whatever you want to say it, and abuse whoever you want to abuse. Well, as somebody said, you're not going to bully your way to the White House. But look, I'm amazed at the choice we have on both sides. It seems to me the country could do better, but apparently not. And it just may be time for somebody, not Trump, but for a citizen politician to rise up and run for office for the office of presidency. Because I just don't think. I mean, I've been around Washington for 35 years. I've never seen it so stalemate as it is now. And it's not getting any better. And the quality of politicians is getting worse. A lot of them just buy their way in. They made a fortune during as hedge fund operators and others. And you don't see any of the great names anymore. You don't see the Everett Dirksons or the Russell Longs or people that, you know, were big personalities who cared about their country, even though I may not have agreed with them philosophically. But you don't see that much anymore. And you see people working from Tuesday to Thursday. They go home and raise money. You know, the average senator today, if you look at what it costs to do a campaign for the Senate, has to raise $5,000 every single day for the 6 years they're in office to be competitive. That's how much Senate races cost. And when I started out in business, it was much less than that. And House races you can do for $100,000. Now you spend $1 million. So money is so corrosive in politics, and special interests are so demanding that, you know, they talk about trying to undo the tax code. You know, every one of those tax breaks has got a constituency. You don't think they're going to walk away easily. Of course they're not.
it's going to take a lot of courage to do it. That's something that I'm afraid is fairly lacking in Washington right now.
So, Bob, would you run? If we drafted you, if we set up a petition and we went after you, would you say yes?
Not on your life.
We knew that. Wow.
I've been asked to run for office in the House of Connecticut where I'm from, and I'm sure glad I went to the other side of politics because that's not my deal. The other thing is, I'd be so honest that it would drive people crazy. But I don't know how to answer things now without being straight. I mean, I try to be a little civil about it. I mean, if some lady shows me her grandson's picture and says, "Isn't that a handsome child?" But my exclamation is to say, "That's the ugliest child I've ever seen." But I don't do that because that's going to hurt somebody. I don't want to hurt somebody. But on the other hand, if people ask me about my own party, the Democratic Party, I don't pull any punches back. It's got a lot of problems that it needs to be dealt with. Like God knows the Republicans have a lot of problems. But right now, for me, my sobriety is based daily on my spiritual condition. And if I'm there, everything else is going to work out. I've had a rough year. I had a bad back operation. I couldn't walk. I almost lost my left leg. I couldn't stay on the 5 because I couldn't sit for an hour. There are a lot of things that happened to me this year, but, you know, God has a way of working this stuff out for you, and there's a reason for it. And something good will come along. I'm not sure what, but it'll happen. But if I'm not there, if I'm not sober, if I'm not taking care of my side of the street, not worried about other people's side of the street, if I'm not letting go of that God, that I'm in a bad place, and I'm going to drink again. And I don't have another drug left in me or another drug. I mean, if I go out, I'll never come back. I know that. And so that's a big encouragement not to do that. But, you know, I used to wake up every day, look out my window and see my front of my car, see if there was any blood on it, because I wonder whether I hit anybody. You know, I've been in blackouts. I was in a blackout on Today Show, the whole Today Show. With Katie Kirk. I mean, I don't remember a thing I said, except apparently it was okay. So, you know, it's things like that I don't want to live that again. You know, I've been there and done that. And I don't want to be in the
And I think your life, I you know, if there was ever, if you do believe in God like you say you do, you know, the cool thing about it is you have been getting a doctorate in drunk all your life and didn't know it. And God's plan for you is to go out and spread the word of recovery. And we're here to help you do it. And it starts with buying Bob's book, I Should Be Dead by Bob Beck. Go buy the book right now. I'm going to plug in with this guy at a level you've never seen before to fight heroin for my friend Clark Anderson up in Milwaukee, to John Milton Fogg's kids, to everybody's kids. We'll see you all next week.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.